The challenges for bees. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Next year, I hope we'll be better weather-wise, and maybe our bees will not be snowed upon this spring like they were last year to cause them to freeze or to die out from hunger.
That's the hope of a lot of beekeepers in the Volunteer State. The new Tennessee Beekeepers Association President Linda Rosardi of Maryville says this past year was quite a challenge weather-wise for beekeepers all across the state. From the spring snow and floods to the summer drought in many areas, the honey crop wasn't as strong as it should have been, but she's hopeful the general public will continue to understand just how important these little insects are for all of us.
Honeybees are very, very important, not only for their pollination purposes, but for the honey that they do produce that so many people like, because it is the only natural sweetener that we have here in Tennessee. Most people do not grow sugar cane. And then there are many products that the bees or the hives themselves will make, and if we can make people more aware of this, I think they'll not want to kill these so-called little insects that can be our helpful little ladies, especially the queen.
There are nearly 250 beekeepers that are part of the Tennessee Beekeepers Association just held their annual meeting in Cookeville, where they discuss a lot of important issues surrounding the industry. And interest in beekeeping continues to grow. Apiculture specialist with the University of Tennessee, Dr. John Skinner.
As far as interest in beekeeping, I've never seen it higher. There are a lot of people out there that are very hungry for new knowledge about bees. They've always wanted to do it, and they're retiring. Or I'm finding families that want to have bees, and in part to teach their children, in part for pollinating their gardens and their orchards.
And Dr. John Skinner says for every third bite of food we take, it's a direct result of the work of our bees. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.